The 2019 Pocahontas County 4-H Camp at Thornwood was held from June 17th to the 21st. To get a grasp on how the campers feel about their 4-H camp experiences, we went to the camp and talked with a few of those young people. We asked them about their favorite camp activities and what makes the camp special. So let's just sit back and listen to them.
My name is Haley Spencer. I am 14. What I love most about 4-H is probably just the learning experiences. You learn to communicate with friends and you gain a lot of confidence throughout the whole program, and it really helps you in life. We have a small county, and it's just really great that everyone comes out and we all work together, and you're more of a person. You're not like a number here, and everyone knows you by name, and it just makes the whole experience great. My next two classes tomorrow, I'm taking shotgun and candy making, and I'm really looking forward to those. But probably the thing I'm looking forward to is probably council circle every night. That's has always been my favorite part of camp ever since I joined in the third grade.
What is that?
It's like a campfire, and we sit in a circle, and we sing songs, and come up with our own songs, and we do skits and funny stuff, and we all just have a great time, and we just communicate with each other.
Any skits stand out?
Oh my, we have done lots of skits. This week, our theme is the holidays, so we had Santas last night from our tribe, and many skits where you laugh until you cry.
Anything else you'd like to say?
I don't believe so.
I'm Logan Burks. I'm 19. I'm in the Delaware tribe, and I go to Potomac State College. The most interesting class I've had was with the STEM ambassador. We got to try to build a tower with cardboard and paper and scissors. And I'm going to school for civil engineering, so I was able to kind of experiment what I've learned from school there.
Did you graduate from PCHS?
Yes, I did. I graduated in 2017.
What makes camp so special for you?
Just the people that come there, the environment. It really just encourages creativity, and it helps you with life skills like public speaking and things like that. The thing I would look forward to most would be Friday night. If I were not a Delaware skit that our tribe solely does, nobody else does that. It's usually a good, funny time. And usually a Friday song is good too, because it's usually a throwback song. So it brings up good memories from previous years.
Next, we spoke with 9-year-old R.T. Hill. What do you love most about 4-H?
You get to meet your old friends and make new friends. It's just enjoyable.
Taking any classes here?
Basketball and archery.
What do you look forward to doing during the rest of camp?
Playing gagaball.
Tell me about that. How does that work?
Basically like dodgeball, but if it hits your foot, you're out. From your knee and up, you're safe. And you have to let it bounce twice before you can touch it. And if you hit it out of the pin, you're out.
Good. Anything else you'd like to say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
My name is Caitlin Sparks. I'm 19. I attend West Virginia University, and I'm in the Mingo tribe. I've been coming to 4-H camp since I was in third grade. There's just something so special about it. I don't even know how to describe it. It just makes you feel like all warm and happy. And the friends you meet are like lifelong. I have friends that I met at state camps that I'm even close with in college now. So it's just a really good feeling to always have someone there. My favorite class when I was a camper last year is always outdoor cooking. I love outdoor cooking. I love singing all the silly songs with all my friends. And council circle is like my favorite thing ever.
What do you look forward to doing for the rest of camp?
I look forward to just being here because I'm not here like the whole week. So it's like really hard because this is the first year I haven't been able to be here the whole week. So I'm just looking forward to like being here every minute.
We also interviewed Connor Spencer, but unfortunately the interview failed to record. I can tell you that 16-year-old Connor also enjoyed the 4-H camp, especially the black powder shooting and the evening council circles. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.